And from the KTOO newsroom, I'm Anna Canny. Political ads in Alaska's U.S. House race are swirling. Congresswoman Mary Peltola has launched one disparaging how challenger Nick Begich made his personal wealth. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin takes a look at the claims and the facts underlying them.
Democrat Mary Peltola has broken with the Alaska Nice campaign tradition she set in 2022 and is instead running an attack ad on her Republican opponent.
I'm Mary Peltola and I approve this message.
Nick Begich only looks out for himself. First, he hired workers in India instead of Alaska to make himself rich. Now we learn he cashed in with an online company that pushed phony medical devices to seniors.
Both the Peltola and Begich campaigns rejected interview requests to discuss the ad, but in an email, the Peltola campaign said the allegedly phony medical devices it refers to were sold on EarthPulse.com, a business mostly owned by the candidate's dad, primarily to sell Nick Begich Sr.'s writing about mind control and the alleged powers of a University of Alaska Fairbanks antenna array known as HARP. According to the Internet Archive, EarthPulse.com also used to sell several electronic products, such as the handheld Pointer Plus, which the website said could locate acupuncture points and stimulate them. Never miss the point, the web copy says. A complete clinic in your hands. It sold for $149. The Pointer Plus is in use around the world. Here's a YouTube video of a healing arts practitioner in Ireland demonstrating it on his wrist.
If I run the stimulator down the channel, so I'm pressing quite hard as we get closer.
The Peltola campaign says the problem is that an academic study found Pointer Plus was not reliable and should not be used by itself, yet EarthPulse.com advertised the Pointer Plus as unerring.
Your website claimed that the Pointer Plus was 100% accurate.
It is.
This is Nick Begich Sr., the candidate's father and founder of Earth Pulse Press.
It is 100% accurate in locating points, unless you have some tissue disturbance like a scar that would interfere with the normal flow of energy across the surface of the skin.
The elder Begich says the claim that his website pushed phony medical devices to seniors is wrong because they weren't medical devices, and he says they weren't pushed on seniors.
Never. We've never marketed anything for any specific group, seniors or otherwise.
The Earth Pulse website was inactive by last year. Nick Sr. says he's done with retail. Anyway, he says his son was just a passive investor. The candidate's financial disclosures show he owns a minority share of Earth Pulse Press that's worth between $1 million and $5 million. In a new filing, Begich reports earning less than $50,000 a year from Earth Pulse. That's a drop from the two prior years when he reported that his stake earned him more than $50,000 a year. It's through a different company Begich owns that he created jobs in India. That one is Farshore Partners, a software development company he founded. When Nick Begich III first ran for Congress 2 years ago, Farshore was central to the image he projected as a successful tech entrepreneur, and he never hid that many or most of its workers were overseas. This year, it's hard to find any mention of Begich on the Farshore website. The Peltola campaign isn't the only one making an issue of Farshore's non-Alaska focus.
Nick Begich says he's a job-creating businessman. He doesn't tell you 90% of his employees work way over here in India. So he's a job creator, all right, just in India, not so much Alaska.
That's an ad from a pro-Peltola group called Vote Alaska Before Party, run by Anchorage consultant Jim Lotsfeld. Lotsfeld says the geography of Begich's job creation matters.
It shows you a little bit where his head's at. He doesn't see the future of Alaska in business. He sees it as a place where he doesn't have to pay taxes and he's got a famous last name and he can get into politics. But he's not investing in Alaska.
Actually, Nick Begich has invested in Alaska. His candidate disclosure form shows he has partnered with his uncle, former U.S. Senator Mark Begich, in a series of businesses, stores, hotels, and real estate. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
New Zealand may be on the other side of the globe from Alaska, but their indigenous peoples have a lot in common. Dr. Iki Hike says both have a long history of talking and listening to the land, knowledge that can help the world adapt to climate change. And that was Hike's message when he was in Alaska recently for a national tribal conference on climate. CanBA's Rhonda McBride talked to him about the growing importance of indigenous environmental knowledge.
Dr. Iki Hike has a face you won't forget, covered with traditional Maori tattoos. He is the picture of a mountaineer who commands the stage as he stands firmly with an axe in hand, as if to defend his culture's ancient tradition of talking to the land.
And when I talk to a group like this today, in their blood they remember this.
Dr. Hike was raised in the mountains near Queensland, on the southern part of New Zealand. Today, he takes students and visitors on hikes to teach them how to talk to the mountains.
And the mountain asks them questions. Who are you? Where you been? What are you doing on me?
Hike takes them almost to the top of the mountain, then stops 100 feet from the summit.
You don't need to go to the top.
He says the object is not to conquer the mountain, but to communicate with it.
Because this fella's going to be here when you're gone. You can make it to 80, but this mountain's going to carry on. And it's arrogant for you to think that you've conquered a mountain.
Hike says when he hunts, hikes, or snowboards on the mountains, it's as if he's in conversation with some old friends.
And when I say that, it's because when I go into that mountain, they've usually worked me over. You know, I come out of there ruined. But after a day or so in recovery, I think, it was the mountain that caused it, and I thank them for it because they've given me opportunities to grow.
Dr. Hike says he also has conversations with the trees.
If I use the word ho tō, ho is wind and tō is a particular tree that will only move when the wind is above 10 knots because the foliage is stiff. So if I use that word, then the listener knows that I'm telling him it was windy today because it moved that tree, and the tree told me that.
And streams tell him things when they flow over the rocks.
And it burbles. And it's a conversation about how deep the water is and how big the rock is and whether I can get across it. It's just not produced with your vocal cords to communicate an idea, but it's still communication. It's just a different way of hearing it.
Hike says it's these conversations that taught indigenous people to always put the land first. But after contact with Western culture, that changed.
Well, we've got a saying at home, toi tu te whenua, land's forever. People are temporary. We come through and we leave. But you want to make sure you're going to leave it in a state that all your kids are going to be able to survive and their kids will survive. So we have to move back into a way of knowing our water and our land that can sustain it. And we all used to practice this as indigenous people.
Dr. Hike teaches courses at universities all over the world based on what he calls Atua Matua. Atua means Maori environmental knowledge, and Matua means connection to the environment. Hike says indigenous people need to walk backwards to the future to regain their ancestral knowledge and then share it everywhere. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
Now for a quick look at the weather. It's a cool afternoon in Juneau with a high near 49 and a low of 44, and it's raining. Showers are expected to continue through tonight and into tomorrow. Chance of precipitation is 100%, and over the next 2 days, we could see up to an inch of rain. Looking into the weekend, the National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement calling for heavy rain beginning late Friday and into Saturday evening. A strong fall storm will move into the Gulf on Friday, bringing 20 to 30 mile per hour winds along the outer coast, and some communities by Friday night will experience heavy rainfall that will continue through late Saturday. Heavy rain envelops the northern coast around Juneau on late Friday night and will move east and south throughout the rest of the day Saturday. Overall, the 24-hour rainfall totals could be between 1.5 and 4 inches for sea level communities. The strongest winds are expected on the southern panhandle. There might be some rise in streams and creeks, but no flooding is anticipated at this time. So, Juneau, I hope you can stay dry out there. I'm Anna Canny, and I'll be back this time tomorrow with more stories from your local newsroom and the rest of the state.